Hi everyone, Tarek checking in to tell you that we had a really amazing time recording this week's episode. It was so full of content, we were actually able to split it into two. So this week, you're going to listen to Hannah's surprise alternative BS of the Week, which actually wasn't a BS at all. Then, next week, you'll hear us talk all about what our main topic was. Enjoy!
You're listening to the No BS Nutrition Podcast. I'm registered dietitian Hannah McGee.
And I'm neuroscience PhD student Tarek Youssef. And for the next hour, we're going to tackle popular nutrition topics from a scientific lens, promoting fact over fiction with no BS. Welcome back to the studio, everybody. This is PhD student of neuroscience, Tarek Youssef, and I'm joined with the illustrious...
I am registered dietitian Hannah McGee. Thank you so much for listening today. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome, welcome to new folks. Welcome to people returning. Mm-hmm. Season three has been kind of a whirlwind of a season.
Yeah, it has.
You don't agree.
No, it was just taking me a sec to think back to like the episodes we've done in season three. Yeah, you're right. It has been a bit of a whirlwind.
I just feel like they've been really punchy episodes, like real just like we're breaking down diet culture.
Yeah.
Like bang on.
Yeah, I'm excited to, I actually, maybe once we hit stop on the recording at the end of this episode, we'll chat a little bit about moving forward, because I was thinking today about some new ideas for the podcast for our next season once season three is over. You know, we're already thinking ahead a little bit, so
I love new ideas.
Yeah, so I kind of want to, I hope you don't mind, I want to jump right into,
please,
the first segment of the podcast.
Yeah.
Today, but
okay, yeah,
okay. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I mean, you just, when you said that, it kind of just reminded me, this may seem unrelated, but do you have a BS of the week?
Well, actually, I don't.
Okay. Oh, that is a surprise. Okay. I'm interested.
So I, instead of a BS of the week this week, I wanted to do something a little bit different, and I thought I'd surprise you with it. I mean, I figured you'd be okay with it, but I wanted to answer answer a question from a listener that was in our DMs, and we can kind of like give them advice.
Oh, I love that.
Are we advice columnists now? Who knows?
I would love to be an advice columnist. I think you don't actually need to be, like, you are actually qualified in nutrition. But in general, life advice, I don't think, for a magazine, you don't need to be qualified. If you want to get advice from somebody who's qualified, you go to a therapist or something. But
yeah,
it's fun to just get, like, a friend's opinion sometimes. So that's what I'm going to provide.
Okay. Yeah, totally, totally. Yeah, I think... That's great.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me read out. This is a bit long, but it's, I think it's super relatable. And I think a lot of people listening can probably relate to some aspects of this listener's story. I'm obviously going to keep them anonymous. But this is what they wrote to us in the DMs.
Should we give
them
a name, like, just so it's easy to talk about them? Like,
yeah, totally.
Channing. Channing.
Channing. That's it. This is Channing wrote in. Love it. Okay. Okay. Channing says, hi, and I, to the person who wrote this in that is listening, I'm sorry that we gave you the name Channing. Like, we just pulled it out of, I guess Channing.
That's a nice, I think of Channing Tatum. I'm like, that's a great name.
You're right. Yeah. Okay. When you put it that way.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Hi, Hannah and Tarek. I've been listening to your podcast, and I have to say I have heard some pretty mind-blowing things on there. Mostly, mostly about my relationship with food, the binge-restrict cycles, diet culture, etc. All things are in line with my journey towards decriminalizing food. It seems like after every episode, I realize that another behavior of mine that I thought was healthy is actually toxic. However, I find myself out of options. Like, I can't really replace it with another, quote, better behavior. I get it, dieting is bad, but what's the alternative? I have a terrible relationship with food. I don't have genetics on my side, and I definitely love to eat. I went on my first diet when I was 8 years old. My weight gain was out of control, and my parents didn't know what to do. My mom dieted her whole life, her mom dieted her whole life, and I guess it was just natural for her to get me on a diet too. Since then, I've done them all. Low carb, Weight Watchers, Ideal Protein, Noom, MyFitnessPal, and had a personal trainer, been consulting with nutritionists, and I still haven't found what works for me. What I mean by, quote, works for me, is something sustainable that makes me feel good both physically and mentally, and that helps me maintain a healthy weight. I am so exhausted. I've been weighing myself, counting calories, exercising, etc. for the past 20 years, and I'm mentally drained. My cycle goes as follows. I get on a new diet, I lose weight, and I'm happy. Then it stops working. I get depressed. I start feeling like I never reach a healthy weight. I feel stuck and out of options. I decide to accept my faith and love myself as is. I start gaining weight again. People make me feel like I should lose weight, in brackets, friends, family, doctors, anyone really. I feel like crap. I get depressed. Then I go on a diet. I am so stuck. There are no options for me other than going on a calorie deficit forever and hoping to maintain my weight. As I said, I am mentally exhausted of this situation, so I'm asking you guys, what are my options? Where do I go from here? What's your advice on my situation? Oh, also, I have a BMI of 33, so I do medically need to lose weight. Thanks, guys. I love your work. Continue what you're doing. It is so needed.
It's so nice that someone wrote in, Channa, and that's such a personal story to share. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I do too. I absolutely appreciate them reaching out and asking for our advice, and that they're already starting to see value in our podcast and our messages. So I really, really appreciated it. And they were kind enough. Obviously, I asked them if I could share that on the podcast and provide advice on the podcast, because I said to them, you know, I think a lot of people can relate.
Totally.
And have probably had similar experiences. Maybe some people have had similar experiences with the entire story. Maybe some people just bits and pieces. But honestly, most people have dealt with something like this before in their lives. So the first thing I want to say is that, you know, you're so not alone. Like, this is so probably much more common than you even think. To have this kind of experience with food and body image and people commenting on your body and what you should eat and how you should look and trying to figure out what works for you. I think that that's something that a lot of people struggle with.
Totally.
So there's a couple things that come to my mind immediately that I want to address first. And the first one, and I say this with like the utmost compassion and like out of love, it's like, you mention, Channing, that you mentioned a couple times terms like healthy weight, or that you do medically need to lose weight because of your BMI. And maybe you haven't gotten to our episode on BMI quite yet, but we've talked about that in one of our episodes, and we talked about how BMI on an individual level, like as an indicator of health, it's not a great indicator. It's kind of bullshit. It's really not a good way to predict whether or not you're healthy. So having a BMI of whatever number, whether it's 33, whether it's 25, whether it's 40, whether it's 18, it's really hard to tell whether someone's healthy or not just from that number.
Right.
There's so many other things that play a role. And there's also so many other things that impact like the ratio of our height and our weight.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, kilograms divided by meters squared. You know, there's so like muscle mass, all these other things. Genetics play a role. Like, there's so many things that it's not just body fat, you know? So,
right.
So those BMI categories and things like that, they're really not reliable. So I think my first piece of advice, and I know it's hard, but my first piece of advice is that we need to kind of work away from the weight, like in order to find healthy habits, a sustainable lifestyle that works for you, you really do kind of have to take the focus off of weight. At least for a little while.
Yeah, my first thought was exactly that. Like, it seems like Channing's goal is always weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
But changing up your nutritional plan, you know, your diet regimen, does not necessarily mean that you have to have weight loss as a goal in mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And this is where we run into trouble. Like, when the focus is all about weight, it's really hard for a lifestyle or whatever behavior changes to be sustainable. Because the moment that, like, because everything is so fixated on weight, the moment the weight fluctuates or it goes up or it's not changing the way that you want it to, or, you know, the scale plateaus or it stops moving, it like sends you into a downward spiral of like guilt and what am I doing wrong and stress and all of those things lead you to, you know, perpetuate this cycle that Channing has described, like starting to feel depressed about it. And then, you know, accepting my fate as whatever size you are, but then feeling bad about it because people make comments. You know what I mean? It just perpetuates this whole cycle. And I think, the first step, as hard as it is and as scary as it can be, is to take the weight aspect out of it. Because as long as you focus on the number on the scale or even your size, you're never going to find that like sustainable, healthy lifestyle.
Exactly.
So that's probably, does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, I just got to refer back to this here. That's really what I want to keep coming back to. The second thing I want to say is that it's probably, it sounds like you said you've already been at this for 20 years, you know, this, you've been doing all of these things for 20 years. So any changes that you do make that are going to be different. So whether you say you stop weighing yourself and you try to eat more intuitively, which would probably be, one of the next recommendations is like look into that, but things aren't going to happen overnight. In terms of like feeling a difference with your relationship with food or the way you look at your body or things like that, and that stuff's not going to happen overnight. And so from experience with clients, you know, you see people who want to quit dieting or stop dieting. And you know, maybe they're 3 months into it, maybe they're 6 months into it. And they feel like they're getting the hang of like ditching the diet rules and listening to their bodies. And, you know, but then they're still feeling like, because they've dieted for so long, there's still this question in the back of their head all the time. Like, is this too much food on my plate, or am I eating too much, or maybe I should go back to dieting, and you know, things like that. So it really does take a long time to, because you've been doing this for 20 years, it's probably going to take quite a long time to repair your relationship with food and kind of get those things to a healthier place. But I guess really the more that I look at this, the more that I just see so much value, like you already said, Tarek, on weight and like health being equated with weight. And so I think the most important thing here is just to stress that those two things aren't like synonymous. Like, a lower weight is not synonymous with better health, you know?
Totally.
So I think that's, I don't know, that's really what I want to get across. And then I think my second or third, I guess, piece of advice is that I would recommend for this person probably to seek some professional help, if possible, from a dietitian who specializes in helping people quit dieting and get out of that cycle. Maybe someone who specializes in intuitive eating, health at every size, frameworks like that, I think would probably be the most beneficial for this person. Do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts. Actually, thank you so much for sharing this, Hannah. And thank you, Channing, for writing in. So just to go off the point that you're making right now, I'd also be wary of when you're looking around for professional help and you want to seek out, let's say, a registered dietitian, that if you find somebody who says, I can help you lose weight the healthy way, like maybe that's not even the right person to go to. Like you would do because Hannah and I at least are really trying to stress this diversion away from focusing on weight as the goal. Okay, so I actually have so many thoughts about this. And the first one, when you were reading this, Hannah, is like, I thought it was so relatable. I don't know, Channing, if you listened to the first episode of our podcast, but I talked about how when I was 8 years old, my parents and my doctor lied to me and told me that I was allergic to chocolate because they thought I really needed to lose weight. So I have a lot, I really related to your story. Like I relate to that whole, you know, my mom dieted, etc. It's almost like this inherited behavior that you have. So those, like Hannah was saying, those are really difficult behavioral cycles to break. In psychology, breaking an old behavior is like one of the hardest things. Like moving to a new behavior is really, really difficult. What I'll say kind of in tandem with that, making healthier decisions, if someone is making bad ones, which I'm not saying you are, Channing, but in general, making healthier decisions is harder than losing weight, for example. Like it is really hard to shift your lifestyle to a different set of behaviors than you've been committing to for the past, you know, however many years. So like Hannah was saying, it doesn't happen overnight. I think so many people, like Hannah said, relate to this whole yo-yo thing. On the topic of people commenting on your weight, Channing, I think, so obviously it's terrible. I hate when people do that. People should be reprimanded and like they should be stood up to when that happens, but that is really difficult. The one thing that you can kind of, I don't know, keep in your back pocket is the understanding that those people are probably struggling because of diet culture, because those are the beliefs that they hold. So they harbor those bad beliefs. You don't have to. You can know in your mind that what they're saying, it's not true. It's just the way that their belief system, which has been shaped by diet culture throughout their lives, expresses itself in the way that they communicate with you, which is not forgivable, but you can at least know for yourself that that's where it's coming from and that they're not right. Family members and friends are not necessarily medical professionals that can make these diagnoses about our health just by looking at us the way that we look. Okay. On the topic of weight loss not being the goal, it's hard to think about, but there are so many other things that we can focus on that can lead to us feeling healthier. So Channing, you talked about how you don't feel fit, you don't feel energetic, etc. So there are ways to channel your focus on behaviors that will lead to you feeling more energetic rather than thinking, I'm going to lose weight so I feel more energetic. How about something like, I'm going to do 10 minutes of cardio a day or something, or 10 minutes of cardio every other day for these first 2 weeks and see if by the end of those 2 weeks, I feel more energetic. Maybe that cardio gets easier over time. So exercise is one of those things that you can actually measure your progress as you're going through with it. And you can start off really small with really attainable goals.
which is definitely the way to go about it. Don't jump into the deep end and look up some really ludicrous exercise plan. Think of something small that you can do for yourself. You don't need to necessarily go out and find a fitness instructor to know that you've walked 5 minutes longer than you did the day before, right? There are really small things that people can do that they can track and that they can see their progress on. These are behaviors that you can build into habits that will lead to you feeling more fit and will lead to you feeling more energetic, rather than trying to do something to get a number lower on a scale when that really does not necessarily equate to someone being fitter. And on that same note, this is something that Hannah and I have talked about before. There is such an emphasis on nutrition as the single most important factor in determining our health. Nutrition is extremely important, but so is sleep, so is exercise, so is rest, so is exercising your brain. Unfortunately, we need to do all of those things. So, you know, it's quite a job being alive, I would say. And totally. And I really think there are attainable, easy goals that you can commit to rather than focusing on the weight. And maybe we do an episode about that, about like what do I think about instead mm-hmm. of weight when mm-hmm. all I want to do is lose weight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'll say as well, like, so I've had clients like this that, you know, very similar story, and they're never like, it sounds like this, you know, Channing doesn't need to, like, obviously they've done the diets, you know, they've done right. different things. They probably have a solid buildup of nutrition knowledge of what they like should be doing. You know what I mean? So it's like not someone yeah. where I have to say like, well, you know, you could start with maybe focusing on adding more vegetables or you know what I mean? Like they right. probably know how to do all of these things already.
How to make a balanced plate or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But, and it sounds like even how she says, you know, I feel stuck out of options. So I decide to accept my fate, and love myself as is. And then people, you know, I start gaining weight again. People make me feel like I should lose weight. So you make that step towards accepting and loving myself as is.
Right.
And then something else happens, whether you gain more weight or family or friends make comments. And so it seems like you're getting there. Do you know what I mean? Like you're taking the step and then it's just not like following through on it. And that's no like fault of your own, obviously.
Oh, there's nothing harder than exactly. loving yourself and exactly. tuning out everybody else.
Exactly.
It's one of the hardest things.
Yeah. So I almost, I mean, one thing I want to say is like, it's one thing for family to make comments about your weight. Like family sometimes, as much as they shouldn't, they do that. Maybe one thing that comes to my mind is that, you know, people only, what's the saying? Like they're doing the
oh, it's like when you point a finger, there's three back pointing at you or whatever.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Kind of like if they say something about you, like actually they're like reflecting, it's like a reflection of themselves.
Okay, I see what I was thinking more like a lot of times when parents or family members make comments about, you know, weight as, you know, and they're like concerned for your health because of your weight or something like that. A lot of times, like it is coming from a place of caring for you, but like they don't know any better that actually you can be healthy.
They were and raised not that focus way. On your
weight. Yeah, exactly. And they've said that, you know, that her mom and her grandmother, like they all dieted. But I will say, if your friends are, you know, she mentioned friends making comments about weight. Yeah, if your friends are making comments about your weight, I think you, like, you
those
need
are
to
fake friends.
Put those friends behind. Yeah, like, yeah. You know, your friends should, and your family, but again, family is another thing. Your friends should love you no matter what you look like or what size you're
absolutely.
At and think nothing but amazing things about you. So
totally.
That was a bit of a red flag too. If your friends are saying that, maybe they're not, they don't have your best interest at heart.
Absolutely.
And then, yeah, I don't know. I think coming to a...
I think like the takeaway for Channing maybe is like, think about what your actual goals are. One, think about
and
who
why.
You want to do them for. Yeah, mm-hmm. and why you want to do them. Is it mm-hmm. for you? Is it for mm-hmm. society? Mm-hmm. Is it for someone you think you owe something to?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then try to break down the reality versus the fiction of how to actually attain those goals. Because dieting is not the answer, probably, to any of them.
No, definitely not. It never is. And I think we think that losing the weight is going to make us happy, or we think that doing the diet is going to make us feel in control, or we think all of those things, but in reality, it never works out that way. And yeah, I like what you said. You have to think about the why. I think that's the, you know, people will all, everyone wants to lose weight. Everyone wants to, you know, look a certain way. And a lot of times it's like, you have to step back and think about why. Is it, mm-hmm. is it really because it's going to make you happy? Or is it because it's going to please your family, or it's going to make
right.
you feel more accepted, or you think it will make you be more accepted, or,
yeah.
you know, it. So maybe think on that and let that provide you with a little bit of insight or clarity. I
think Channing sounds like they're someone who has a lot of love to give, because they're mm-hmm. keeping a lot of these people in their life, even though mm-hmm. they've maybe been not the most friendly at times.
Yeah.
So you should give, often like those people are who give so much love never give that love to themselves. So mm-hmm. I think you deserve to give yourself that love, Channing.
I absolutely agree. I think you, Channing, deserve a lot more love than you are giving yourself.
I agree.
Right now. Yeah. Okay. We'll end it there, but I hope that was helpful. Maybe we'll make this a more regular thing if people, you know, want mm-hmm. advice related to things like this, because we're happy to chat about it. So send us a DM.
Totally.
If you're
absolutely.
If you want our advice.
Hi, everyone. Tarek checking back in again to say thanks for listening. You'll hear the rest of this episode next week.